I'm Manny Pacheco, and I'm delighted you've joined us on Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series I'd like you to purchase and read, sharing America's story through the eyes of actors from the golden age of Hollywood. Joe Lyons will give us another On the Backlot report. Today, we're going to take a nostalgic tour through Capitol Records. It was founded by songwriter Johnny Mercer in 1942 with the financial backing of fellow songwriter and film producer Buddy DeSilva and Glenn Wallach, the owner of Wallach's Music City, the biggest record store in Los Angeles at the time. Mercer first raised the idea of starting a record company while golfing with Harold Arlen and Bobby Sherwood. Singer Martha Tilton became their first session artist. The earliest recording artists included co-owner Mercer, Tilton, Paul Whiteman, Margaret Whiting, Joe Stafford, the Pied Pipers, Peggy Lee, Stan Kenton, Benny Goodman, Les Paul, Les Baxter, Les Brown. You know, they could record so much with Les. And Nat King Cole. Over the next hour, we're going to feature three of the most iconic crooners of the studio era that shepherded the success of Capitol Records: Judy Garland, Frank Sinatra, and Nat Cole, who spent the majority of his recording career with the company. It was at Capitol Nat teamed with arranger Billy May, and when they did, what fun they had. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. You smile when we parted, it hurt me somehow. I thought there was nothing worthwhile. The tables are turning and you're crying now, while I am just learning to smile. Oh, sorry now. Oh, sorry now. Whose heart is aching for breaking each vow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. You had your way, now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now. Although I forgive you, I cannot forget how you shattered all my ideals. You smiled when I told you that you would regret, and now you know just how it feels. Right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. You had your way, now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry. Glad that you're sorry. I'm glad that you're sorry now.
Manny Pacheco with you, and I'm taking time to enjoy some of the most honored standards in screen history by way of Capitol Records right here on Forgotten Hollywood. Written by Irving Berlin, Let's Face the Music and Dance was first featured in Follow the Fleet through an imaginative dance routine by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, whose Sorry Now was a tune in A Night in Casablanca, one of the last films made by the Marx Brothers. It was clear during his sessions with Billy May that Nat Cole was in his element. You'll Never Know was a Best Song Oscar winner, featured in a couple of movies starring Alice Faye, Hello Frisco Hello, and Four Jills in a Jeep. Two Doris Day vehicles, Young at Heart and Lullaby of Broadway, included the Cole Porter classic, Just One of Those Things. Forgotten Hollywood provides the Billy May, Nat King Cole cover versions.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. Said goodbye, now stars in the sky refuse to shine. Take it from me, It's no fun to be alone with moonlight and memory. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. You'll never know if you don't know now. It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. Just one of those bells that now and then ring. Just one of those things. A trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
Hey, drink up, all you people. And order anything you see. Have fun, you happy people. The drink and the laugh's on me. Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining any ground because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent? Misspent with angel eyes tonight.
So drink up, all of you people. Order anything you see, and have fun, you happy people. The drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear. Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers. Which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? Three coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. Just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine. In the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. And just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine.
Manny Pacheco on Forgotten Hollywood. Capitol Records, with its visible circular building in Hollywood, is the focus of our engaging examination. As the company entered its second decade, the roster included Frank Sinatra, Stan Kenton, Judy Garland, the Andrews Sisters, Jackie Gleason, Harry James, Ray Anthony, Shirley Bassey, Dean Martin, the Four Freshmen, Al Martino, Dinah Shore, and Nancy Wilson. In 1953, Sinatra signed with Capitol, where he worked with many of the finest musical arrangers of the era, most notably Nelson Riddle, Gordon Jenkins, and Billy May. Angel Eyes was featured in the 1953 film Jennifer, which starred Ida Lupino and Howard Duff. Three Coins in the Fountain was an Oscar winner 2 years later from a film with Clifton Webb. Here are more gems from motion pictures and provided by Francis Albert and his team on Forgotten Hollywood.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing. Just who can solve its mystery? And why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. But you took my heart and you threw my heart away. That's why I ask the Lord up in heaven above, just what is this thing called love? What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Almost like being in love. Just like being in love. All the music of life seems to be just like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Forgotten Hollywood is underscoring a litany of fine movie music. I'm Manny Pacheco. What Is This Thing Called Love was a Cole Porter composition, memorable in Night and Day, the biopic starring Cary Grant. Almost Like Being in Love was originally sung on screen by Gene Kelly in Brigadoon. I'd be remiss if I didn't include something by Capitol Records founder Johnny Mercer, in this case from the 1937 Warner Brothers film Ready, Willing, and Able. Meanwhile, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues was a hit published in 1932 for the Broadway show Vanities. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words like glorious, glamorous. In that old standby amorous, it's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Dictionary, and so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're marvelous. Too marvelous for words. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain gal in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing. The blues.
Capitol released many soundtrack recordings in the 1950s, including the film versions of three Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, Oklahoma, Carousel, and The King and I, as well as excerpts from Dmitri Tiomkin's music from Giant. When we return, Judy Garland takes the main stage. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies, such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco, and here's a ditty from Cabin in the Sky.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called joy. He's got a smile that makes the lilacs want to grow. He's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh when they know little Joe's passing by. Sometimes the cabin's gloomy and the table's bare, but then he'll kiss me and it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Sometimes the cabin's gloomy and the table's bare. But then he'll kiss me, and it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away, and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing. Joe, little Joe, my little Joe, little Joe. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane. The starry song that April sings. Fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be. As long as you'll agree to stay old-fashioned with me. Fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be. As long as you'll agree to stay old-fashioned with me.
A Another incredible song by the co-founder of Capitol Records, Mr. Johnny Mercer. Forgotten Hollywood is paying tribute to this pioneering record company. While the locale was earning gobs of money from the likes of the Beach Boys and the Beatles, it was still sticking to its roots by providing classic standards from Bobby Darin and Judy Garland. Got some modern entries from the tour de force during the twilight of her career.
He doesn't say the things he should. He acts the way he thinks he should. But all the same, I'll play his game.
Didn't fake it. sheer perfection. All freckle on the nose of blind compression. The cinder on the shiny apple of his eye. Hey, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once only. Can I once fight, sir? Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see, I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a club to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Why on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot and bam!
Oh, good,
hey,
that was good.
I made it to him. Hey, Mr. Polly, I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I'm simply gonna march, my heart's a drummer. Nobody, oh, nobody. It's gonna rain on my parade.
Joe Lyons will provide his On the Back Lot report, with current news and notes that reference Hollywood's past.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot. Today, I'd like to visit the Doghouse. It's a place of big-time Hollywood disasters. And I'm not talking about the list of B-movies. I mean the blockbusters that bomb. The horrible truth is, I like most of them. I recently got to see The Lone Ranger. Yes, he was a little dopey in the beginning, and Johnny Depp's ego was directing the film. But when the Mighty Horse Silver rears up and they cue the William Tell Overture, it gave me the shivers. Bruce Willis in Hudson Hawk, another tragedy, but I saw it as a lighthearted version of The Da Vinci Code. Many people complained about Star Wars 1, 2, and 3. They hated the Jar Jar Binks character, and they thought there was too much politics. I saw the descent of young Anakin Skywalker into the darkness of Darth Vader, and the evolution of young Obi-Wan Kenobi into the great Jedi Master. Kevin Costner made two post-apocalyptic films. One, Waterworld, was okay. The other, The Postman, I thought was great. It told of survival and hope in the darkest of times. It had a clever cameo with Tom Petty, and an ending that told us mankind could put everything back together eventually. Disney's John Carter was a much better movie than most people thought. It was based on an Edgar Rice Burroughs book, which had been in movie development for nearly 75 years. Now, I didn't even know that X-Men Origins Wolverine was supposed to be disappointing until I read the reviews of the more recent The Wolverine. Then there were the Star Trek films. Most people say that the best ones were the even-numbered ones. 2, 4, 6, etc. Yeah, they were better, especially The Wrath of Khan, but the entire series had much to offer. Ultimately, I think the problem is that film producers want a hit when the first weekend numbers come out on Monday morning. Fact of the matter is, most films keep on making money for years, if not decades, after their release. Have you checked the price of the most recent Collector's Special Edition Anniversary DVD release of Gone with the Wind or Wizard of Oz? Even Ed Wood movies like Plan 9 from Outer Space make money when they run on some cable channel at 2 a.m. and somebody sits up to watch it. Probably me. So, Manny and Steve, before you put the bad mouth on some movie because some critic gave it thumbs down or they reported on TV that it didn't break the $200 million mark in the first weekend, remember that Attack of the Killer Tomatoes has become a cult classic because of its cable TV audience. And even films like It's a Wonderful Life and Casablanca were thought to be duds when they first came out. Now, in the meantime, don't be afraid to check the bargain bins for DVDs that you just might enjoy.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for another pristine backlot report. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, I'd like to offer my personal kudos to you for another capital effort. As we conclude, let me note Capitol Records issued The Music Man, which starred Robert Preston, an album that became one of the biggest cast album sellers of all time. Capitol was also responsible for the original cast and film soundtracks of Cole Porter's Can Can and Stephen Sondheim's A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. In 1962, Capitol issued a studio recording of the songs from Lionel Bart's Oliver in anticipation of its U.S. tour prior to its opening on Broadway. Capitol Records remains one special company. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
What now, my love? Now that you've left me, how can I live through another day? Watching my dreams turn into ashes and my hopes into bits of clay. What now, my love? Once I could feel, now I am numb. I've become unreal. I walk the night without a goal.
Goodbye.